This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The Dirt.
Yeah, I'm sorry, love, but I'm just here for Cleo, so, y'all are good right together. Just peel your, I don't know what this goo coming out of you is, lady, but you're getting all over Cleo. I'll take that, though, and these look like a good pair of boots. Button on the side. We'll find out what that does later. And I'm sure you won't mind if I relieve you of this and that too. Heck, you got some shiny goodies. Right. Get your gooey ass out of here. Oh, black goo all over you, Cleo. I'll clean that up later. Get your skinny tearing butt out of here. You can just float there in low orbit. Alright. I don't know what's going on with that lady's body, but it sure ain't human looking. Heck, Cleo. Let's get you home.
Heck. I knew I'd get some use out of putting that tracking device on ya, but I'm sorry, Cleo, I was too late. Still, get you back home and put you down to rest in the good dirt. So you just, you lay back there and you don't worry about a thing. Margot Blue Eyes is here. Tell you what, though, you got some good takings. That skinny tearing you was carrying around? Heck, some of this stuff, I'll tell you what, Cleo, I'm gonna put it to good use. We ain't caught up in a while. Sorry about that. But I've been fighting the good fight, taking down another two of them BioLife facilities. You should have been there, Cleo. Heck, maybe I could have kept you alive. Well, can't be worrying about that now. Just gotta put you down in the good dirt of your homeworld. You should see what we've been building there, Cleo. Bordas, well, he's turned over a new leaf. He's got a science brains inside him or something. Food replicator in every home, you know. We as good as kicked the Terrans out. You'll love it. Alright. Now, we gotta fly real careful around this bit, cause, them wraiths. Heck. Closing the gates and flushing everyone out. The Terrans won't be along any minute, so, you just sit tight back there, Cleo. It's a long way back to Dias. Cleo, see that? It's like every man, Terran, synth, and his dog is on their way down to midspace to cut up a slice of that pie. Well, as long as they stay away from Dias, it's good for me. Heck, everybody get yourselves into the center of the galaxy and stay away from the outer rims. We don't need them out there anyway, do we, Cleo? Now, heck, gotta fix these generators. Never very good at this. Shame you can't help me, Cleo. You're always better at that sort of thing. Even with those big bear claws. Heck. You survived so much in that big body. Why the heck didn't you survive this last one? Ah. Yep, that's... getting that stealth generator. Gotta tune this thing in, because I keep flickering back into vision. I can't be seen by these Terrans. Well, BioLife might not be officially on the books in their empire, but we all know they look after one another, don't they? And I'm a wanted woman, Cleo. And heck, I suppose so were you. Alright, let's get back on the road. Yeah, I just gotta hit some of these stems. It'd be a lot easier if we could share the flying duty, Cleo. You know, I can't be sleeping much. Not while so busy in these spaceways at the moment. I hope you appreciate everything I'm doing. Dragging your carcass back home. By all rights, I should have left it with all your friends. Didn't find none of their bodies, but... heck, we all know they've met that same fate. Why's all this... black plastic crap that's all over you? Heck. Ugh. Probably what killed you in the first place. Makes sense, Cleo. Can't imagine anything... normal taking down the famous Cleo de crap. Alright. See if we can make another little warp drive jump. Gotta be careful not to show up on any of those synth radar scans. There's a lot of them out there. They're in stealth, but I can smell them. Alright. Well... if I ration these stems, I reckon we can make it all the way back to Dias. Heck, all right, wide awake. I know what. I know what you would say, Cleo. Yeah, I'm hitting them a little too hard.
What would I say?
You would say that I'm hitting the stems too hard and that I should get some sleep.
Well, now, Maggot, I think that you know that you have definitely hit the stems a little bit too hard if we're having this conversation right now, would you say?
Heck, Cleo, you're just as annoying now as when you was alive.
Well, I got all the time in the world now, and I mean, I think you've had enough, Margo. Look at that. Talking to a dead bear? Man? Who knows? I'm just back here in a pile.
Yeah, yeah. Well, heck. You might just be a voice in my head, Cleo, but at least I got someone to talk to. It's gonna be a few more days before I'm remotely within range to give Bordas and Fron a call, so what say you hop up front here with me keep an eye out for synths.
I thought you'd never ask. Well, I mean, now, this chair ain't really built for me, but it's been a long time since it's been you and me cruising, just like old times.
I think you'll recall rightly, Cleo, that you and me ain't never been a thing, so
yeah, you're
why start
right.
now?
You're right, but I mean now, we kinda was. We kinda was.
I'm dragging you home for Bordas and Fran and all the rest of them. They deserve to know the truth, and you deserve to be buried in the good dirt.
Oh, I hear
That's
that.
All.
I hear that.
I ain't getting sentimental. I came to help you, and I was too late, so least I can do is drag your giant furry ass back to Dias.
Well, mighty good of you too now, Maggot. Because if you'd left me out there in Ice Cube with the wreckage of mid-space around me, and who knows what they could have learned from my corpse. Lord, it's better this way.
Well, heck, I guess you are my subconscious after all, because I was wiring just the same thing.
I don't want nobody repeating those bio-life experiments.
I think we can both agree on that.
That is the truth. Bio-life. They're out there, picking things up, turning them over. You know it. I know it.
Hey, Cleo. Losing you that first time was what drove me to do it. Losing you again now, well, do I need to declare war on the Wraiths as well? Heck.
Well, that might be next. But you're gonna have to take a number and stand in line because I just now seen on the scanner here. More synths. Terran's off in the distance there. 6 o'clock. It's getting real busy out here.
I tell you, Cleo, it's gonna be all out war down in midspace. Best that we lie low and Dias for a spell.
It ain't safe out here.
I could definitely help board us out with some of the building of the new city. Heck, maybe we can get you a plot in the cemetery.
In the cemetery? Now y'all have truly gone too big for your britches. Heck.
Well, yeah.
Heck and dang.
We named a whole building after you, Cleo.
No, you did not. Y'all got buildings now?
Oh, heck yes.
Buildings.
The savior of Dias.
Oh, hell.
Gave her life for the people.
Hell.
The biggest bringing in that ever did happen with them food replicators. Turned the place around. It's a shame you won't get to see it, but heck.
That would have been something.
Yeah, well, unless you gonna spring back from the dead a second time, and what were the chances of that?
You wish that I would. Oh, but I'm drier in the powder house. It ain't happening.
Well, heck, Cleo.
It would have happened by now, Margo, because I mean, how long has it been? Have you been keeping track? It's been a lot of stems, not so much sleep.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be a few more yet, Cleo.
Are you drinking water? You know how it is on the stems. You better watch, or do I gotta do that too?
Yeah, all right. You keep an eye on the radar and I'll go get a drink.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you just keep your giant beer mouth shut for a minute, Cleo, because I'm calling up Bordas. I think we're within range, and heck, how am I going to explain me talking to you? So you just keep it quiet.
Oh, I think he's going to know immediately, right off. He's going to know. You've been hitting the stems too hard, Maggot.
Yeah. All right. Bordas. Bordas, you're reading.
Hey, Margaret. Hey, Margaret, what's that? Is that you?
Bordas. I got a surprise for y'all.
What the hell's this? You bringing even more surprises back? Last time you came back, you brought all those weapons, and you brought all those new ships, and all that extra stuff from the other station. Well, you know, we've been studying it since then. All the school has been put straight into the re-engineering of whatever you brought back last time. And now you're going to be bringing back more supplies? Look, I think this little bustling town of can't handle more stuff from you, Maggot. You're going to need to take it somewhere else.
Well, y'all don't need to worry about that, Bordas. I ain't bringing anything like that back. Just an old friend to be put to rest in the good dirt.
What do you mean about that, Market?
Well, you'll know how I said, I ran into some friends of Cleo's out in the galaxy.
Yeah?
Well, y'all didn't think to question how it was Cleo had friends off-world when she lived her entire life down there on Dias?
Yeah, y'all didn't think to ask. Heck!
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up. You shut up.
Oh, you know, I don't know. I've been getting used to a lot of... There was too many things to question, right, Margaret? I just thought it was grieving. None of us really thought that any of what you were saying was real.
Well, y'all probably not gonna believe this next part either, but I found her out there, Bortus.
You found who?
Well, you know how there's another you inside that head with you?
Yeah. We get along pretty well. I mean, it's kind of like just having... Yeah, it's pretty good up here in my brain. There's plenty of space for it.
Well, thing is, Bortus, Cleo been living inside the brain of one of them big bears all these years.
What?
I know we buried the body, but Cleo's mind's been alive.
Wait, you're saying that what happened to me happened to Cleo?
Heck, Bortus, yeah.
And you didn't think to tell any of us this for the last couple years?
Well, I think that was up to Cleo to say. She didn't want to come back and cause a fuss, so I left the ball in her court.
So how the heck did Cleo get away from Dias?
Heck, I don't know the full story. She stole the ship. She flew away. Who cares? Thing is, Bortus, well, she lived a few years in that bear body, but she's dead again now.
Right. So you just called to say that someone we love is alive and now you're bringing them back dead. Yeah, Margaret, you really have a way with words, eh?
Yeah, just clear a landing spot. Send a couple strong people, because this new body Cleo got herself is pretty damn heavy.
Right, Yep. Lay off those stems, eh? Can see you sweating through the camera from here. We're the ones on Dias.
I told you!
Yeah, well, somebody...
I told you!
Somebody gotta fly the ship.
Right, well. I'll go let Fron know, though, then. Heck, Margaret. Right. See you soon.
Bye. Well, heck, Cleo, that went about as good as it could have.
Well, I mean, you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. Now, you really shat the bed on that one. I can't believe you never said anything after all these years. Heck.
Well, heck, I was trying to respect your living wishes.
Well, heck.
Cleo. It ain't my fault that you never came back.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, but I mean, it just would have been nice. I don't know. Heck!
You know that this is all on you. Heck, I gotta clean up your mess after you dying a second time.
Well, now tell me how you really feel. It's all my fault, ain't it? Me, out there alone, fended for myself. Ain't never been off planet before. In this new body.
You found yourself a good thing, Cleo. You had friends.
Eventually.
Heck.
Sure missed my old ones.
Yeah, well, let's bring you home and put you where you belong. Yeah. You're a bear.
Yeah, well.
Get used to that.
And now everybody else will have to, too. Maybe I can talk to them when they get ripped on stems.
Yeah, well, these ain't gonna wear off for another few hours, so why don't we just fly in silence for the meantime?
So now I can't be alive, and I can't talk neither. I don't think so.
You're not real. You're just a voice in my head. I can make you shut up whenever I heckin' want to.
Well, you tried and you failed, just like you failed with this ship. What are those? The weapon system in here is trash. I was back there looking around, and those turrets are old, and one of them's popped, and they're busted up. Do they even shoot? Maggot, how have you been driving this thing through space? This is a paper cut. Unbelievable.
I've been making do without a crew all these years.
The porch light is on, but ain't nobody home.
Yeah, well, I've been getting on just fine.
Oh, you've been getting on.
I don't need any
on.
Comments from beyond the afterlife.
Well, the afterlife is in your back ship now. I'm in the hold, and I'm rattling around, and I'm back here, and I'm not dead, but I am dead, but I'm definitely in your chair. I'm driving too. I'm helping. You see that? You almost clipped that asteroid. What's wrong with you?
Wow, if you would shut up for just 2 seconds.
If I would shut
maybe
up.
Maybe I could keep my...
That's rich. I hear you clucking, but I can't find your nest.
I don't know why you're making noises all the way back at the ship now as well, Cleo. You're dead. Stay that way. Heck, you're starting to get my hopes up.
You're really in it now. You're hearing things from the back of the ship and the front of the ship now, Maggot.
Yeah, yeah. Heck. Well, I ain't gonna get any sleep done tonight, am I? Might as well get more of them stems and... We'll do an all-nighter, Cleo. We're gonna make it back to Dias all in one go now, so, right. Heck, what's going on with that plastic crap in your chest, Cleo?
Don't worry about it.
That don't look good. Oh, heck, maybe I don't need no more stems. Moving all over your hairy body.
Now you say you don't need more stems.
Ah, I could swear I see you moving, Cleos.
Do you now?
Oh. I gotta get you back home and then I'm gonna sleep for a week, cause heck.
Well, you ought to.
Maybe this was a mistake. Oh, heck. I don't know why I'm imagining seeing this, Cleo. That goo going in and out of all your wounds.
Well,
it's plain demonic looking. I ain't got no time for that. It's out of the way. I'm gonna get some stems. I said shut up.
Oh, well, that ain't very nice.
You did. Stop making noises. Stop coughing and moving about on the ground there. And stop with the black goo knitting your wounds back together. That's gonna make me damn sick. See what you made me do.
Those stems really are doing a number on you, Maggot. What else are you seeing?
You made me drop them, Cleo. This one's... it's still good.
That's it.
Heck.
You can suck them right up off the floor. Better watch out. Make sure you don't get no goo in you.
I've had it, Cleo. You need to shut up. Do I have to get down there on the ground and shake some sense into you?
Why don't you just? You make a hornet look friendly.
Shut your damn mouth, Cleo. You're dead. You're dead.
I am dead.
You're dead, so just shut up.
What kind of a maniac fights a dead man?
Hang on. Quiet for a second, Cleo. I think you really are moving. Well, heck, Cleo.
Maggot! What is this?
I ain't imagining this, am I?
What is this? What am I covered in? Where's the ship? Where are we at? Marco?
Cleo?